Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for returning to my channel or indeed visiting for the very first time. By my computation, this is the 24th day of the war with Israel and the United States on one side and Iran on the other. And there seems to be a ceasefire. Is it only in relation to energy generation facilities? Is it general? It's very unclear. And Donald J. Trump has said they so messed up Iranian communications, the Iranian government has difficulty talking to themselves, which would make a ceasefire difficult, because if their commander-in-chief wants to say ceasefire, that order might not get through to all units. I mean, that's not for a few hours, and then it's broken as soon as it's declared. So you need some to give them hours to make sure the message gets through. But it would be great if this war were to end now, and it's terrible that it started at all. I mean, I feel sorry for the thousands of people being killed absolutely needlessly, but actually going fairly well for Iran. And I know they've suffered some mighty strokes of war dealt to them by the United States at Israel. So, you know, up to 3,000 people have been killed, half of them civilians. Most of their navy's gone down to Davy Jones and all the rest of it. They've had some missile launches destroyed, but they have managed to roil world energy markets. Oil price at over $100 a barrel, liquid natural gas very high as well, don't have the actual data. Pundits are saying oil could reach $200 a barrel if it carries on much longer, and so on. The vulnerability of these Gulf Arab states to very cheap Iranian drones, Shahids, and so on has been proven, because it's not just oil and gas exported by sea. They import food, clothing, all sorts of materials, you know, metals for building and so forth via that waterway. Not that much comes in over land. So, and just this feeling of insecurity the Iranians managed to engender in places that felt super safe up to now, like the United Arab Emirates and Qatar, a venue for fashion shows, for sporting events, for whatever. And so ultra high net worth people wanted to live there. They don't feel safe there anymore. So many flights were stopping off in Doha, Dubai, Abu Dhabi for Etihad, Emirates, Qatar Airways, Air Arabia, others. And it's going to take a very long time for that reputational damage to be put right. So that's the curious thing. Despite militarily being ineffective, the Iranians have been able to really damage the economies of Gulf Arab countries and indeed the global economy. And they're willing to soak up a lot more punishment themselves. These are 90 million people. Remember, they fought that, was it 9-year war against Iraq? 700,000 Iranians killed in that war. So that is, you know, since the Second World War, no Western nation has suffered anything like that number of deaths, especially when you take it as a percentage of the Iranian population. Because in those days, something like 1.5% of Iranians were killed in that war. Considering almost all men were killed, of males, is almost 3% of males were killed. Of military age males, it's higher than that. So they're willing to take an awful lot of punishment before running up the white flag. And that's why Trump was asinine in beginning this war, especially when he disregarded the expert advice. The Iranians were not going to cave in easily. So if you believed he was going to defeat Iran easily, you probably believed that he was going to defeat the Taliban very easily and very quickly, which he boasted in his first term, or that he was going to bring peace to Ukraine in 24 hours, or that Mexico was going to build that border wall and pay for it, or that he was going to make medicines much cheaper and much better, and lie after lie after lie after lie. And the wholesale declaration of these blatant lies by half the American electorate is deeply dispiriting. But so Iran, if they are to win, what would they want? Now, win in what sense? They're not going to wipe Israel off the map, which some Iranians would like. Israel's not going anywhere. It's there in the Middle East. Okay, it's got Jordan and Iraq in between. So the United States obviously is not located there, takes some interest in the Middle East, partly because of the Zionist lobby, partly because they want cheap hydrocarbons. But even they were moving to war towards energy independence, not just with renewables, but with fracking and shale oil and so forth. So they will care about the Middle East less than they used to. So what would they like? I mean, if the Iranian government, because obviously we don't really know what the Iranian people think, they're not allowed an opinion. It's an unfree country in that sense. They would like the United States to withdraw its bases in the Middle East. And they reckon if they could cause some high casualties, they would. Just like the United States was driven out of Vietnam or driven out of Lebanon, despite winning almost every battle, driven out of Somalia, eventually withdrew from Iraq and Afghanistan. The Americans don't have staying power, and they've got a very low tolerance for death toll. You might say, come on, 3,000 Americans killed in Iraq, 3,000 Americans killed in Afghanistan. That's not a tiny amount, but considering the huge population of the USA, 330 million, it's not very high. And I hope I don't sound callous like this, okay? But I know when someone gets killed, he, she is just irreplaceable for his or her family. But in the context of a huge population, that is not a very high death toll. Yeah. So I'm not a pacifist. I've never been a soldier myself. Really don't want to fight. I recognize sometimes it is right to fight. So the Iranians would like, you know, U.S. military withdrawal from the Middle East. That doesn't seem to be on the cards. I was just saying what their goals would be, not what's achievable from their point of view. Obviously, Israel's withdrawal from Syria and Lebanon, it's not that Israel's not going to like cease to exist. The Israelis are not going to go back to where their ancestors came from generations ago. In some cases, Iran or Yemen, even Saudi Arabian Jews till the late 40s, to Ethiopia, to Egypt, to Tunisia, to Morocco, to Libya, to Algeria, to all sorts of European countries. So Jews from all the world gather there. Well, that ain't going to happen. What the Iranians would like is all sanctions to be lifted on them, something like that. The United States about never to attack them again, because remember, Iran's been under sanctions on and off for over 40 years to get access to spare parts of their planes, of a lot of which are Boeings. And by various workarounds, they've done this. They bought them through intermediaries in Armenia and other countries, or planes have logged false flight plans claiming to fly somewhere else, but they fly over Iranian airspace, feign technical trouble, and land in Iran with a connivance of where Iran takes the plane. So they would like that. They would like no interference in the civilian nuclear program, something like that. Unfreezing assets abroad, being brought back into SWIFT so they can send and receive payments. And they would like other to be able to fly to and from other countries because there were no direct flights between Iran and the United Kingdom for years. So Iranians who wanted to travel from the UK to Iran and back often had to change planes in Turkey, places like that. So that would be a good news for them. So there's just non-interference in their domestic affairs, stop backing for these opposition groups. They've also got a territorial dispute with Qatar, the Huwar Islands, just these uninhabited islands, just sand on them. So the islands themselves wouldn't seem to be terribly important. But with them goes territorial waters, and these are rich in oil and gas. They would like the settlement of that in their favor and so on. Some Iranians even talk about Bahrain, which was a satrapy of Iran till the 18th century. Well, I mean, not that they're going to get that back. So they would like that to be settled in their favor. So they would like people to stop backing for Kurdish separatism and so forth. They would like to stop irredentism from Azerbaijan, maybe Azerbaijan, although they're not fighting against Azerbaijan, to break off relations with Israel, because Azerbaijan recognized Israel almost as soon as it became independent. Azerbaijan, a 90% Muslim country, 80% is Shia Muslim. They have very cordial relations with Israel, partly because, Azerbaijan has got a fairly fractious relationship with Iran, because historic Azerbaijan was three times the size it currently is. Most of historic Azerbaijan is part of Iran. But so far as I know, the Iranian Azerbaijan is, and I know one, don't want to become back part of Azerbaijan again, or indeed independence. Maybe some do, but I think great majority not. So obviously, in every Israeli embassy, there'll be some Mossad officers. Is a listening post for them. I know you don't have to be that geographically close, but it's useful sometimes to be geographically close. So they don't like that. And that's why Iran's been helpful to Armenia, the deadly enemy of Azerbaijan. The relations between Azerbaijan and Armenia seem to be better than ever. Last time they were as good as the Soviet era, they weren't even independent countries. So these are some of the things the Iranians would like to achieve. And of course, if there was a revolution, if there was a democratic government, maybe some of this would be achievable. So I would think they will only achieve a few of their goals. You know, even Trump might agree to some loosening of sanctions in return for the Iranians not molesting shipping passing through the Strait of Hormuz. Right. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecannon7@gmail.com. Goodbye.